Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, seeing y'all on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O-W, double E, ooh-wee, looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe, been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gonna show you how, we gonna break it down, we gonna break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, A.K. Dicko. A.K.
Hey.
Dicko. Three times. Hey. And I'm very sure. I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. Well, see, I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is T-A-Z, A-T-A-Z-P, recorded live on Blog Talk Radio with your host T-A-Z, and my special co-host Sylvia Crawley Milbury is in the house, co-host of her own show, Time Out with Sylvia. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Taz, thank you for having me on the show.
And I got Masterpiece on as well. Artist, model, a poet. Out of all four, out of all three of those, which one do you are very important, but which one is the most important out of the poetry?
Out of all three of them?
Yeah.
Out of all three, poetry is the most important. That's my passion right there.
And you, of course, write your own poetry. How long have you been doing this? Now, I know you sound like you're about, you know, real young, but how long you been doing this?
Yeah, I've been writing songs and poetry for about 15 years now.
Wow.
And, yeah, I've been writing for about 16 years, and I've started performing it and actually, you know, getting out there in about 2005, and I just recently, about a year ago, started taking it very seriously as a career investment. So yeah.
So you're not no baby in this, obviously. Been performing 10 years. That's a long time.
You said what now?
I said you're no baby in this. You've been performing 10 years. That's a pretty long time for most people
yeah.
just out there doing it. What are some of the spots you performed at?
Oh my gosh, I've performed Phoenix, St. Louis, Miami, Boston, Houston, San Antonio,
wow.
Houston, Dallas, Minneapolis. It's been quite an experience. And I'm going to Oklahoma next. I've been so blessed to be able to travel and share my craft and my passion with people.
What's been your favorite place to perform at?
My favorite place?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I gotta say Houston. I love the vibe out there, and they just, I don't know, they love poetry just as much as I do, and the energy is phenomenal, so Houston is just my favorite. I'm going back out there again in about a week.
The song, you gave me Batman, which is my favorite superhero. I haven't played it. Describe that before I click it.
That's a fan favorite. That's the number one. And not just because of the content, but I think not even just because of what it's about, but just because of how I addressed it, my delivery. And it's just funny how that track came about because I was really referring to you know, back in the old days, you know, when you watched the Batman comic or cartoon or the TV show, and they would go into the little segments would be like kaboom, pow, and you see those words flash across the screen.
Right.
And I thought about, you know, I was thinking, you know, in the sexual realm, you know, what if somebody, you know, Batman? So
right.
And that's how that came about, and it ended up being. It ended up being what it is. So, but that is the favorite, I think, out of all the tracks, the fan favorite.
This is Batman by Masterpiece.
In the back alley of my thoughts, he presses my mind against the wall, investigating my vibe, enticing my will and I succumb to his success. His tongue like the ink ball of a pen as he maneuvers his way around my body, printing letters of kisses and euphoric breaths that lead to a cursive rhythm of love. The sunset basks in our shadows as night falls, and time only decreases to a timeless silhouette of our souls intertwined, pumping orgasms like water from a fire hydrant. It's a wonderland of emotions, a once-in-a-lifetime succession of pleasure, a wealth unmeasured. I call him Bruce Wayne. Night closes in. We transition to our superhero state of mind. In a room full of darkness, I can feel his eyes as he moves himself. Sex drive in the Batmobile. Stick shift, the dark night rises. I touch the tip, he comes alive. His waist to my mouth, I waste no time. He starts spitting rhymes. I take the mic and deliver one last line. I got him crazy, so he lifts up both my thighs. Kiss on the lips the second time between my hips. I'm fully equipped as he eclipses with my clip. He's speaking tongues, I'm screaming out my lungs. The night is still young. He has a taste for my body, and the craving is intense. Each of us burning with desire. This incense only makes the room full of my incense as he pulls himself inside to my invite. I bite from the glide of his pride and stroke his ego with my Kegel insights. While in flight he dives, and I cite his name at the height of my passion. He shivers, my legs wide like scissors, have me spread out in the sheets like we in Excel as he propels himself to land on the table of my stomach, but with swift motion. Sinking into a daze, as I lay back, I feel a cold breeze. Looking up, his back signal of a Gotham City. Lights on, Batman is gone.
Wow. yeah, I'm feeling you. Boom, pow, slam.
Wow.
I know Sylvia is speechless over there, but I'm going to put her on the spot.
yeah, I'm speechless for the first time. very graphic. I could almost see things as they were happening. Sort of like you said, Taz, boom, pow.
I liked it. Who did the music production?
Yeah. There's actually two versions of that. There's that one, and then there's a Storm remix to that. So, yeah, it's definitely definitely represents what I'm about as an artist. I paint pictures with words, so if you definitely were able to see the visual.
Who did the music production on that?
A guy named he's from Arizona. He's a producer out in Arizona, and he's actually working on some projects now. He's really just come up over the years, and he's working on some projects now, with Lady Gaga and Katy Perry, and he's just really doing a lot. He's working with Diddy. Artist, what's his name? The white dude that rapped Machine Gun.
Machine Gun. Kelly.
So he's just kind of diverse, and he's really doing a lot of things. And this was his first time doing something for poetry. This was an area that he really didn't know about. And I just kind of let him in the direction, kind of feel it out. And he came up with that beat, and it just came out to be pretty hot, I needed something that was going to put poetry a little bit mainstream, and that's what he came up with, so.
Are you influential in the beat making, or you just listen and say yay or nay, I like it or I don't?
Well, both. A lot of producers send me beats. I have a really good ear for music, and so I know exactly how I want my sound to be when I hear the music. And I also, I make music myself. So it kind of goes hand in hand. But for the most part, I like to tap into everybody else's creative side and see what else, see what they can. I like to challenge them with the poetry because, you know, a lot of people, they're so used to hearing, you know, R&B, rap, pop, you know. So, you know, when I say, hey, I write poetry and I want you to do music for this, you know, it's a bit of a challenge, but it takes everything to a whole new level.
Do you normally write your poetry first and then try to add music to it, or do you have someone send you some music that you vibe with and then you start to write the poetry to the music?
Yeah, I usually write the poetry first. A lot of times I already have the poem written, and maybe the poem will be 2 or 3 years old, and I'll get some music for it, and I'll be like, oh, this will sound good with this poem, and I'll transform the poem into, you know, the music, and I'll wrap around the music, like wrap the poem around the music. And but there have been times where I've gotten a beat and I let the beat kind of tell me how to write, you know, but that's very rare.
Wow. And I mean, I'm an artist too, and I do the same thing. I make my own music, so I understand what you're saying. Have you ever collabed with anybody, actually doing poetry with another poet, and do you sing?
Yes, I have. I've collaborated with poets. You know what? It's funny. I've collaborated with poets, okay? My style of poetry is very unique because it's kind of a fine line between spoken word and rapping.
Right.
Because of my cadence and my delivery sometimes. So a lot of rappers want to collaborate with me, and I've collaborated with a lot of rappers, more so than poets, because poets, you know, they've got a certain delivery to what they do, and when I do against them or with them, sometimes it kind of seems a little off. But I have collaborated with poets. I've collaborated with Carolina Breeze, Explicit. I've collaborated with who else? So many poets out here, especially in the DFW area. LGB. I've collaborated with Rage, Almighty. So hopefully, you know, I get to get up to that level where I'm collaborating with Talon AC or Black Ice or you know those people.
There's a guy that I'm friends with that goes across the country doing poetry. His name is Mark Lacey. If you ever get a chance, check him out. You can Google him. It's MARCLACY, Mark Lacey. He has been doing poetry for about, I say, maybe damn near 10 years. But he also can rap, and he also sings. And he's got a wide list of producers that he go from Chicago all the way back down to Huntsville, Alabama, where he's from. I want you to check him out as well. I'll suggest you as a friend, and then y'all too do y'all thing. The song, Breathe Through Paper, which was the one that I got today, again, I haven't listened to it. What does that mean, breathe through paper?
Breathe through paper means it's just everything that encompasses me as a person, as an artist, my life. I breathe through paper. This is how I express myself. The only way that I can express myself and tell people how I feel and what goes through my mind and everything. And that was just my, kind of like my anthem to me as an artist. This is who I am. I breathe the paper.
I breathe through paper because I have a God-given gift that runs through my body. It wakes me up in the middle of the night, compiling my emotions into words that I would never be able to actually communicate in a verbal sense. That this pen and this paper can digest. I breathe through paper because I am able to exhale the consumption of what I inhale through my everyday experience so that people or things or whatever omniscient being can vicariously live through me. I breathe because it is my chance to rhyme, and I shine through this vine of wordy manipulations, and I can dedicate the calculations of my metaphors, of my exclamations, my infatuations, and hypothetical situations. I can overcome myself and the wealth of my own self. It's an enrichment that I enlist as more than just figments of my imagination. I become a breathing book of verses, a combination of powerful forces that only I can contain. I know the purpose. I get so into it, and my intuition never tells me wrong. So I continue to flow. That means, for the love of words. I bleed, I conceive, I cherish these moments. I live, I am, I breathe.
Deep. I like that one. Like that one a lot.
I love that one.
You can't see me
right now, but I'm snapping my fingers in the air.
There's actually a video for that one on YouTube. You type in "Breathe Through Paper," and it's there's actually an extended verse, the acapella. It's kind of the way I perform it. So I can send you the link to it, but. But yeah, it's different from Batman. I mean, all of my tracks on the CD Mind of Masterpiece are they're all so different. You know, it's hip hop, it's jazz, it's R&B, it's spoken word, it's emotional, it's fun, it's, you know, truth, it's political. I mean, it's everything on there.
Now, you also do some modeling too?
I do.
Wow.
I do a lot. Everything kind of goes hand in hand. I mean, I actually started modeling. I started taking modeling seriously before I did poetry, actually. I've had a lot of fun with it. I'm currently that poetry is at the forefront right now, but. I've been in Essence magazine. I've done things for Olay. It's just taken me, you know, I've worked with some of the top 20 photographers in the nation. I've bought fragrances. I mean, it's just been very cool. Very cool experience.
And where are you located at again?
I'm in Dallas.
Okay. I'm getting ready to move there in another 2 years. Got a lot of people out there and a sister out there that I'm very close to. So I'm getting ready to move there in a couple of years, in about 16 months. But I go there every now and then visiting. And that's cool, a cool city. I was stationed in Texas. I used to go party in Dallas all the time. So I'm familiar with it.
Oh yeah. Well, when you come out, you have to let me know. I'd love to meet you. And it's where I'm from, so I love it. You know, everybody has their own opinion about it, but yeah, it's pretty cool. The poetry scene out here is pretty tough, pretty deep.
Sylvia, you got any last words for a masterpiece?
I do. I was wondering, because you do so many things and the common thread is just creativity, like it's all very creative in terms of modeling, poetry, music. I think you said you sing a little bit. So do you have a brand for everything? Like, is Masterpiece the brand for everything that you do?
Yes, it is. It is. I've been building the brand for a very long time now. I do everything by myself, on my own. I have an assistant that helps me promote every now and again, but the brand of Masterpiece is something that's, you know, very obviously very personal and very special to me. You know, I've got to do the poetry, the fragrances, I do my own shows, I put on my own shows, my own events, I do my own graphic design, modeling, writing. So it's becoming something, it's becoming what I hope to be, you know, like you said, a brand and something that people will know, okay, that's Masterpiece, you know.
Why did you choose the name Masterpiece as opposed to any other name?
That's a good question. It is a metaphor for a successful artist. So I am an artist, and I'm an artist that paints pictures with words.
Hmm.
And so the best work from an artist is a masterpiece, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my poems are the best pieces of me, so that's why I call myself Masterpiece.
I love it. Can you tell everyone who's listening how they can keep up with you through social media or websites and stuff like that? Can you let our listeners know about that?
Absolutely. You can follow me on Twitter. I am pretty crazy on Twitter. Masterpiece83. That's MASTERPIECE. I'm on Facebook. There's two Facebooks. I got Facebook.com/Tonyella, which is my real name, Tonyella, T-O-N-Y-E-L-A. And then Facebook.com, Masterpiece Poet.
Well, I want to thank you again, Masterpiece, for calling in. Like I said, when I listened to your music, I was definitely feeling it, and that is one of the reasons why I asked you to be on the show.
Thank you so very much for having me, and I really appreciate you taking the time to listen and have me on your show. I'm always so humbled any chance that I get to connect with people and share my passion or even just inspire or even just talk about what it is that I do. I'm always so blessed and humbled to do that, so I really, really appreciate y'all.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Masterpiece. Stay hungry and stay humble.
I will. Very nice meeting you all.
Nice meeting you.
Area code 678. Area code 678. State your name, please.
This is Jay Henry.
What's up, Jay Henry?
What's good, man? How's it going?
This is TAZ, and say hello to Sylvia Crawley Milbury.
Milbury, that's right. Hey, how are you?
All right, how you doing, Sylvia, baby?
I'm good.
That's good.
Jay Henry,
excuse me if I'm a little out of breath. I'm actually doing the show right now, so I left out the show to make sure I made the interview.
Well, if he was doing a show, you know, I would have said we could have rescheduled out.
I'm good.
I've seen you perform, and you performed at my friend Derek's house, Derek Brown, and I guess I'm allowed to cuss on the radio. You showed your ass out there. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Thank you, man. My philosophy is whether it's two people or 2,000 people, everybody's going to get a show. I pride myself in being very active and very, you know, I just believe that people come to see you. If they spend their money to come see you or if they just invite you to come do something, you know, you got to give them their money's worth or their time's worth, you know.
So how long have you been doing this, man?
I'm going on 24 years now.
Bad. And I can't wait to play one of the cuts so Sylvia can actually understand what I witnessed that day. How many instruments? I just don't want to give it away. How many instruments do you play?
I play all the saxophones. There are probably about 7 saxophones, and I play the keyboard just a little bit, enough to produce.
Right.
You sound like you sing as well. Do you sing?
Yeah, I do. I do a little something.
Okay.
Just a little.
Well, I'm gonna play this. None of the songs on the CD that you gave me were marked with titles, so I listened to them. And I hope I got the titles right. Say Yes. Is that one of the titles of the song?
Yeah, that is one of the titles.
Okay. I kind of do music myself, so I could have figured out the hook and everything of the song. This song, Say Yes. Describe that before I play it.
So, yes, it was actually the last song I did on the album. I'm a huge Blackstreet fan, and Blackstreet had a song entitled Deep. And I was so mesmerized by that particular song, I wanted to do something like it but not like it. And when the my producer, one of my producers, Mr. Kim, Kim Richardson, I just went blank, he sent the track to me, and when I started hearing the track, the only words that went through my mind was, is it feeling good to you? So, yeah. You know, this particular project, Phenomenon, this is really telling my personality. you know, my personality is as far as the ladies' man, so to say. You know, I can't be the ladies' man anymore, so I have to express it through my music. So, you know, it's telling my personality. And it's one of those albums, and this particular song is one of those songs that puts you in the mood. You know, most people say smooth jazz is dead, or smooth jazz is elevator music now, but my smooth jazz will put you in the mood. And, it, you know, when they ask you, is it feeling good to you, you can't help but say yes.
Is it feeling good to you?
I already see you over there jamming. Go on.
I just got one word to say. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. No, I'm just playing. I love it. Smooth.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love it. Now who did the vocals for that?
Actually, I did that, believe it or not.
I could tell that was you.
The vocals on every song except tracks 1, 7, and 11. But everything else that has vocals, I did the vocals for.
And I see you like to incorporate lyrics with your jazz, which is cool. Very cool. Where do you get that from? What is your influence to actually just, well, I'm going to make this a jazz cut, but there's going to be some singing along with it.
Well, I love R&B as well. And my playing style is the playing style that of a singer. And to me, some music just needs a real good hook to it. So I like to incorporate the singing aspect as well as a little hip-hop influence, you know, to kind of make it more interesting. And there are some people that don't like just instrumental music, you know. One thing a lot of people ask you, is there any vocals on here or is it just instruments? Because as I stated, the perception of smooth jazz is elevator music, and it bores people. So, you know, I wanted to be different as well as have my own style. So in order to have my own style, I sit back and see what sets me apart from Kenny G, what sets me apart from Boney James, what sets me apart from Gerald Albright, you know.
Right.
And I believe that my style of incorporating the singing and different aspects and giving it a more R&B sound, yet still a universal sound, you know, it makes it a little different.
Now, I did notice through listening through the CD, I heard some hip-hop in there. That was you rapping too?
No. Rapping, I have my brother-in-law, and I also have my twin brother, who's a vocalist as well as a rapper named Creole King. Yeah,
okay.
So, you know, go ahead.
You know, I was getting ready to be like, man, I need you on a couple of tracks over here if you're rapping too.
Definitely.
So what classifies a J. Henry hit? When you go in the lab and something is bothering you, because I know normally there's always a melody in an artist's head and they just got to get out. What is the process you go through in order to make a J. Henry song?
Honestly, it depends. As I stated, I'm very thematic as it relates to putting a project together. So it depends on what is it overall that I want to say in this particular album. So being that Phenomenon was my sophomore album, and Phenomenon is actually my alter ego, I wanted to express my personality through my alter ego. So stating that, the theme I wanted to go with for this particular project was to put you in the mood. It's the ladies' man. It's the ladies' man project. It's the baby-making album. So my process for that is to listen to music only in that mindset of making love, make you want to dance, or whatever it is that I'm trying to convey. I actually, and I use this word loosely, pigeonhole myself to listening to only certain types of music to put me in the zone. Now, once I get in the studio or work with the producer, I'll give them a concept that I'm going for, and we'll collaborate. And the longest process is getting a producer to do a track. Once the track is done, give me 5 or 10 minutes, and I've recorded the song. I actually write the songs in the booth.
That's what I'm talking about. The song, Is This Love, staying in the main frame of the ladies, man. Is This Love, go on and explain that one, too.
Is This Love, actually, it's a song I wrote in high school. It's a song I've been wanting to record for years, and going through tracks and whatnot, I actually did the original track for it and gave it to a producer to have him redo it to put a producer's touch on it, so to say. And we wrote it. It originally had lyrics to it and everything. It was entitled something else, but when I started listening to it again, I said, Is This Love is the proper title for it. But if you listen to the beat, it has that Forever My Lady feel to it. and whatnot. Right. Just asking the question, is this love? You know, when you're in the moment, when you're in the heat of passion and whatnot, you ask those questions, is this love? And that's pretty much the concept for it. But this particular track, you know, when you hear that song, oh, my God, you know, just that bass line, that hard kick drumming, the intensity of the saxophone and the beauty of the harmony and whatnot, it just transcends you. It puts you in that place. It makes you wanna.
Is this love, J. Henry?
Yeah.
Is This Love, J. Henry. I love that song, man. That's that, the
sax. Thank you, man.
Keeps your head in the groove, Sylvia.
Yeah.
That one got me choked up.
You got you choked up, Sylvia?
Yeah. J. Henry, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, baby.
I've heard you refer to your alter ego. Is your alter ego in music an outlet or a way of escape for you?
Yes.
That's
yes, it's actually it's unexplainable. It's something that's very exotic, something that's very sexy. So I call myself the phenomenon, and, you know, I can't be that as Jarnell, being a married man, but on stage I can be the phenomenon. I can be every lady's dream. I can be that person that teased, that seducer, the person that's very seductive, that seduces you and creates the illusion for you, puts you in the moment. I make it to where you want to go home with your man or your woman and, you know, you know. You want to rip them apart.
I get the picture.
Yeah.
Now,
this is love.
Now you do know that you can do that with your wife. You can still be that as a married man.
Oh, I get to be that every night with the wife. It's just I can't spread the love like I used to.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Yeah.
Where have you performed at? I'm sure you've been around. I've seen a couple things on Facebook where you performed in town. Name some of the spots you performed and who you performed with.
Whew, in town, where haven't I performed? I performed all over. Actually, November 10th, I'll be in Alpharetta at the Velvet Note, which is a very, very sexy spot in Alpharetta. I'll be there November 10th. Tickets are going fast. It's very limited seating. You can go to thevelvetnote.com and buy tickets there. But I've played all over the Lowe's Hotel, the Museum Bar, Cafe 290s, a lot of private events, a lot of places. People I've played with, Marvin Sapp, Twinkie Clark, Kiki Wyatt. I worked with Rodney Perry. I've worked with D.C. Curry. I've worked with Tony Terry. I've worked with who else have I worked with? It's Gary Jenkins, Silk. Had the pleasure of working with Benjamin Combs of the Mississippi Mass Choir, so many different people, Rodney Perry, you name it. I pretty much, the Wooten Brothers. I've worked with a lot of people. I've been very fortunate and very blessed. Lately, there's this up-and-coming band that I'm working with called Remote the Band, featuring Mr. Eric Sir Bucket Solomon, Mr. Andrew Hawken, the one and only Daniel St. Hill. You know, they're a very talented band doing a lot of stuff all over the city. Also, Mr. Carl Anton, who's not a part of the band but also works with me. I've had the pleasure of working with these guys. And when I tell you these guys are amazing, you've got to see them at the party, actually, Ted. They're very amazing, very talented young guys.
I really remember that I was like, I was very blown away by the musicianship. You guys was calling songs out the air and playing them. Like, bam. And I'm like, I don't believe these guys even rehearsed. I really don't.
Actually,
I think they
the
just calling down songs and they playing them and going through it. Because it was it was very good. I was very impressed.
The beauty of these guys, also the danger. I've had the pleasure of working with these guys since, like, March of this year, and we've not had one rehearsal since we've known each other. Our schedules have been so busy. You know, they've been doing their thing and it's been traveling as well as I've been traveling. I'm actually getting ready to go out of state tomorrow to do a private event. But we've never really had a chance to sit down and practice together to really put the show together, you know, because they're going to be my touring band when I do start my tour, Phenomenal Tour. So,
I mean, you know, most people that was at that party, they really couldn't tell. But I told my wife, I said, they don't look like they've rehearsed and they on point like a mug because they calling out songs and boom, going right into them. And I'm like, yeah, that's when you can tell. Musicianship and everything is on point. You on, you know, you with them on their level, they with you on your level. And it was a nice mixture of professionalism musically.
And it makes it so much more interesting when you perform, and it makes it a lot more fun because being with musicians who I can only do this if we do this, and I can only play it in this key, and I can't do this, or I don't want to do that, or I don't like getting put on the spot, it makes it it makes the performance less fun to do, and it really cheats the people out of what they paid to see. So, you know, I just believe in being very flexible, and I love musicians that's flexible, musicians that can do things on the spot, or even like some songs that you heard we had never ever played before, but because of our memory and being able to hum what we think it is, we were able to pull a lot of it off. So it's just so much fun to have a group of people that's creative. And I always say I'm only as good as the band that I'm playing with, because they can either hinder my playing or they can really push me out of my comfort zone and do different things that I normally wouldn't do, or play different riffs or whatnot that I wouldn't normally play. So, you know, it shout out to them. You know, all the credit goes to them. I'm not one of those people that puts myself on a pedestal, but I'm very cognizant of the fact that without a solid group of guys behind me, I cannot be the J. Henry that you all see.
And it was like you were really having fun, and on certain songs, you was even impressed on their knowledge of the song as well. I could see it in your face, like, dang, they throwing down, you know. And we lost J. Henry. He just zapped off the market right there. Sylvia, you there?
I'm still here.
Yeah, J. Henry just zapped off. Just as I was talking to him, I seen the number zap off. Here he is. He's back again. Yeah,
okay.
J. Henry. Yeah, we got you
back.
I'm back.
I do apologize.
Like I said, it just seemed like you were surprised at some of the stuff y'all was playing as well, and you were like, wow, these cats are bad. I mean, I could read that on the look in your face. Like, dang. Yeah, I could tell, man.
Yeah, it's just great having a great group of guys to work with. It makes the experience much more fun, and it's almost unfair to the people because we as a band, we're grooving so hard, and it's almost as if we're enjoying, we're stepping out of ourselves and becoming fans just like you are. So we're sitting there listening to ourselves as well as playing, and it's almost a surreal experience to be able to experience that. The keyboard may play a chord that's like, oh, my God. You know, I stop playing and look at him, and like I'm like a kid in the candy store. Then the bass, bass player does a riff on the bass, and I'm like, oh, wow. Then the drummer does some kind of crazy rudiment or drum solo, and it's just like, wow.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
It's almost like an out-of-body experience, and you're like, wow, you know, so we all become fans of each other so much, and we want to stop and just be like, let me watch this, you know. So I can almost get an idea of what the audience or the crowd is experiencing with us, because each moment it's like a new experience, you know. And I hate to use this terminology, but it's like having sex with a different person, you know. It's the same act, but the experience is different because it's a new experience with a different person. So,
right.
You know, you'll never play the same song twice. Even though you're doing the same thing, you'll never do it the same way twice. So it's just an awesome experience.
I want you to give your information where people can hit you up at, find out about your performances, find out about your music as well.
Okay. First of all, let me state you can reach me on Facebook at J. Henry Jazz. That's J. Henry Jazz, real simple, just the letter J, Henry Jazz. Twitter at J. Henry Jazz. J. Henry Jazz website is currently under construction. Look for it late November, early December. We're hoping to get it launched around that time. You can email me at jhenryexperience@gmail.com for any booking info. I'm even going to give you one of my numbers. That's 404-919-7538. You can contact me for any booking events. As I stated, November 10th will be I'll be at the Velvet Note in Georgia. That's November 10th. That's in Alpharetta. Please go online and look it up. Seating is limited. Make sure you go to thevelvetnote.com and buy your tickets there. I promise you it's an experience you do not want to miss. It's going to be an intimate evening with J. Henry, and I promise you it's going to be epic. I have a lot of private events going on. Also, I'm currently working on a Christmas single, so I'm going to release about 3 songs for Christmas. I believe you're going to really enjoy them. If you love Long Time Coming, which was my first album, and love the songs that you've heard on Phenomenon. You know what I'm capable of. And just for Christmas, it's going to be some very familiar tunes that you've heard, but it's going to be great. You can purchase my CDs on iTunes, Amazon, Google Plus, Xbox Music, any online retailer, Reverb Nation, Bandcamp.com. Anywhere you go online, just type in J. Henry Phenomenon or J. Henry Long Time Coming. You can find my music. Y'all, please hook me up. You know, if I get 189 sales in a week, that'll put me on the charts. So I'm looking forward to you all, my new fans as well as my current fans, to go out and support. Be on the lookout, y'all. I have some other people coming up that's on my album. Look out for Mr. Creole King, my twin brother who's coming out with his album, as well as look up Remote Van. Look them up on Google, YouTube. Hear what I hear. And when I tell you, you're going to be thoroughly impressed, thoroughly satisfied. Make sure you look us up and support us.
Well, J. Henry, I want to thank you again for being on. Sylvia, you got any last words for J. Henry?
No, just that he is his own best marketer and promoter. So I'm excited. I'm going to go to those sites and try to get that music. And I'm looking forward to the Christmas album.
Oh, I promise you it's going to be great. I'm probably going to get the studio next week to complete it, actually. I'm going to start it and complete it, hopefully in one session. So, once again, y'all, get ready for the J. Henry Experience. Looking forward to seeing you all in person soon, and hopefully I'll see you, Taz, as well as Sylvia, at the Velvet Note on November 10th. You can come see live what you hear on the CD, and live is a totally different level. That is just something you want to experience.
Thank you again, Mr. J. Henry.
Thank you. All right, thank you all. God bless.
Sylvia,
uh-huh.
I'm going to let you go because it's about time for that, what is it, scandal?
Scandal.
We will have to do it again. Thank you, Sylvia Crawley, Milbury, and also uh-huh. you, Master Peace. And again, thank you, J. Henry, for being on the show. I'm just going to leave with one of my joints, and we're going to roll out to 10 o'clock because I got to watch it too.
Thanks for having me on the show, Taz.
It's all good.
Life straight or wrong, seeks to still find. People wanna kill, and people wanna steal. Know they're doing wrong, say they keeping it real. But inside the heart can tell the wrong and right. Gotta do it like this to delay the fight. You need to heed the tracks I'm spitting to you to make your life right. Keep your soul on truth. Positive words can help a dangerous situation. Good outcome can change thought. Change the nation, addictions will come. It can't fall on us. I have the power of love. It's either die or bust. I wanna keep it real. You gotta fall on trust. Not give up your life for a speck of dust. I rip the songs for you, cause you need to know, to gather your knowledge and continue to grow. Dedicate your heart to the good and not the wrong, so your days on earth will be full and long. Whoa. Don't you know I'm so happy for seeing another day. We're giving God the glory in the song we pray. In the beginning it was darkness on the earth.